What do Ouija boards and coma guy have in common? I'd like to present a shocking theory to you about the guy we talked about yesterday who we thought to have been in a coma for 23 years, and he's now communicating again. The theory that I have to present to you is that he isn't communicating anything. Nothing. I know what you've heard. He's typing with one finger into a special keyboard. That's what they said. He's typing with one finger. After 23 years in a vegetative state after an accident, what they thought he was in was a persistent vegetative state, but who has now been miraculously discovered to have actually been conscious for the last 23 years, trapped in a partially paralyzed body, which is a horrific idea, and how frightening that the doctors could have made this kind of error. Belgian man. Have you seen the video of him? Have you seen the video of him communicating? I've read the sentences attributed to him. So I hope he's communicating because they're saying a lot of things. A lot of these sentences have been written down. I mean, probably I've read, I don't know, 12, 15 separate sentences written by this guy on this little keyboard. But if you've seen the video, the therapist that stands beside him helps him move his finger to the keys. She's moving his hand. She's the one doing the talking. Now, I know what you're thinking. Well, John, come on. They know that he's communicating. You're just mistaken. Let me bring in some evidence here. According to P.Z. Myers, they're using facilitated communication. Somebody who holds his hand, moves it around to tap out messages on a computer. You look at this fellow, and he's sitting there slack-jawed, and the staffer comes along, and just like this, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, taps out with his finger, maybe not quite as fast as that, tap, 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 as if this drooling guy could be doing that. How does anybody fall for this? Now, whenever I read the story like everyone else. I read the story before I watched the video. Now I've watched the video. My opinion has changed completely. Now, I'm not saying, just to be clear, I'm not saying that this guy is not aware or not conscious underneath it all. I'm saying that he's not communicating. Facilitated communication has been around a long time. They used to do it with autistic people, severely autistic, where they couldn't communicate properly. And according to Wikipedia, facilitated communication is very controversial. A majority of peer-reviewed scientific studies conclude that the typed language output attributed to the clients is directly or systematically determined by the therapists who provide the facilitated assistance. In other words, they're using a paralyzed guy as a Ouija board. The skeptic James Randi wrote a blog post today entitled, "This Cruel Farce Has to Stop." He says, "This is another obvious example of abysmal, practiced, purposeful ignorance by medical personnel. I cannot understand," he says, "how anyone, professional, medical person, or layman, can continue to believe that the farce known as facilitated communication represents anything other than a fantasy. I was already familiar with FC and suggested to her that I felt the researchers were perhaps under the influence of the Cleaver Hands effect, also known as the idometer." Let me say this right. Ideometer effect, in which the trainer, the facilitator in this case, was unconsciously transmitting the information to the autistic child. Now, watching the video, I don't even think that it's unconscious. I think this lady is simply tapping out what she thinks that he wants to say. In the video of this guy, it is very evident that A, the facilitator is looking directly at the keyboard and screen. The man is not seeing the screen. He is not aware of what is going on. He is an unknowing victim of these charlatans. FC is a total fraud, my friends. He says a fraud. This powerful and comprehensive program proved that FC was a delusion. Now, far be it from me to rely on P.Z. Myers, a scientist, and James Randi, a skeptic. We've got to look further at this. And so I found a video. I'm looking at a video right now, and it's 9msn.com.au, which is Australian, I believe.
A Belgian man thought to have been in a coma for 23 years has revealed he was actually conscious but was unable to respond because he was paralyzed.
So they're attributing his words to him as though it's him saying it, which is fine if he is in fact saying it. But then they show a video as she's talking that you can't see in Radioland, but I can see in front of me. And the man is asleep while she's tapping out the information.
The 43-year-old's parents refused to accept the doctor's advice that their son was beyond reach following a car crash back in 1983.
What you're hearing, by the way, I don't know if you can hear that. It's the tapping of the keyboard. Tut, 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 tut. That quickly. With one hand, as fast as probably you or I could tap on a regular keyboard. And he's asleep. His eyes are closed. His head is to the side. He's completely unconscious.
Special keyboard. He says he meditated to stay sane and is now writing a book on his experiences.
He's now writing a book. He's now writing a book. If this guy really is aware of what's going on around him, then he must be watching in utter disbelief at being spoken for and moved around like Elmo. He's a puppet. Most peer-reviewed scientific studies of facilitated communication have concluded that it's garbage. Despite all that, I see 842 stories on Google News today about the Belgian man in a coma. Comatose for 23 years, Belgian feels reborn. 842 stories like that, and only 178 stories that mention anything about facilitated communication, let alone which call into question facilitated communication, which has been discredited. One article written about 3 hours ago by the Associated Press finally admits that there may be some problems with it. A leading bioethicist has expressed skepticism that the man was truly communicating on his own. Arthur Kaplan, a bioethics professor at the University of Pennsylvania, said he also is skeptical of the ability to communicate after seeing video of his hand being moved along the keyboard. He said, that's called facilitated communication. That is Ouija board stuff. It's been discredited time and time again. When people look at it, it's usually the person doing the pointing who's doing the messages, not the person they claim they are helping. Kaplan also said the statements Hooban allegedly made with the computer seem unnatural for someone with such a profound injury and an inability to communicate for decades.
They had me going until I saw the video.
Me too. As soon as I saw the video, it was over.
It's a Saturday Night Live clip.
It is.
That's basically what it is. This gal is moving this guy's hand. Oh, man.
How are people buying it?
Well, I think this would be pretty easy if you wanted to discredit like we were talking about.
I've written down three tests I think could prove it or disprove it.
Right. I think this would be fairly easy.
Yeah. Okay. Test number one I've written down is ask him something the therapist wouldn't know, but he would. Something from his childhood.
Right.
Something that only he would know and not the therapist.
Right.
Give him a quiz.
Yeah.
An 8-question childhood quiz.
You know, what was your 10th grade teacher?
Yeah.
She'd probably go, oh, I don't remember.
Yeah.
Because of the accident.
Something from the accident that only the investigators would probably know and not him. You know, what gear were you in? I don't know. Something.
Right.
Test number two. Ask the therapist to wear headphones or a blindfold. If she wears the blindfold, then she can't see where the thing is going. She might say, well, I do need to know where the keys are to help him to do it. Okay, fine. Wear headphones. Now you can't hear the questioner's question, so you don't know what's being asked, but you can still feel and guide his hand to where it needs to go.
That'd be the perfect one, because this lady's a fraud.
And test number three, use a therapist who doesn't speak his language.
Yeah.
You don't need to know the language to know what letter he wants to go. I'm going to show you this video.
Parents refused to accept the
Okay, watch this. You ready? 3, 2, 1.
Following a car crash back in 1983. Tests 3 years ago revealed the man's brain was still working. Specialists have since taught him to communicate using a special keyboard.
Oh, this is bad.
He's asleep.
This is bad.
Yeah.
She did this for the mom. She's doing it for the mom. It has to be the only motive is because her mom's. Oh, that's just bad. It's bad.
He was asleep.
It was bad.
And meantime, that little keyboard is going rap-a-tat-tat, rap-a-tat-tat.
It's getting faster and faster. This guy's really gotten good.
Yeah.
Just since yesterday, he's got, or since this morning,
yeah,
he's gotten really fast.
He's gotten very fast all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Well, finally, the Associated Press is reporting some of the skepticism. The typing is too fast, too perfect, no errors in grammar or spelling mistakes or shortcuts. My own texting is worse than that. And I can see. I noticed a couple of cool comments online about this. Someone wrote, seeing this is a good reminder to go get a living will. Go write a living will. My hypothesis, my proposal to you, my friends, is that this man is not writing, is not communicating, is not saying the things that are being attributed to him. What's worse than being in a locked-in state for 23 years that's misdiagnosed as a coma? Having someone use facilitated communication to speak for you while you're helpless to protest. Being a puppet. Good afternoon. Hi.
Hi. I had to call in.
What do you think?
It's really a tough one. I love the test.
Mm-hmm.
The tests are good. Ask him a question that only he would know the answer to.
Yep.
In complete opposite to how you're feeling right now, though, I've seen it. I've actually done it. It's just not with a type. That's the problem, the typing. But I have a friend. Her name is Jamie. Jamie's, I guess, going to celebrate 25th, 26th birthday this year.
Okay.
Jamie drowned before her fifth birthday.
Wow.
Her parents are lovely, lovely people, friends of mine now for about 13 years. And she was without oxygen for a very long time. And so Jamie lost all of her, most of her physical functions of her body.
Okay.
So she doesn't speak. Her family believed almost immediately that Jamie was there, that she wasn't in a coma.
Was there any doubt?
Oh, yeah, the doctors said that she's brain dead.
Okay. Did they still say that?
Oh, absolutely not. She completely communicates.
So all the doctors changed their mind?
No, they just had to find the right doctor and then the right therapy. But I know from being around Jamie that she couldn't type. Now, one of the things, and like you guys were talking about with the finger, I don't know about the Ouija deal. That's probably true. I don't know that he could type like that because I know her. Now, I don't know if she's anything like he is. Seems
like a similar story.
Jamie could never, ever hold her hand out and hold one finger out and focus on making it go where she needs it to go. We communicate with her in yes or no's, okay? And she blinks.
Yes or no, I can see.
Right. She blinks and she squeals.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Now, I have no problem with this guy, this Belgian guy. I have no problem with the idea that he is conscious.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem with that. And I have no problem with if there was a possibility of a tapping or a yes or a no or this or that. And that's what I thought they were describing yesterday.
Right, and I agree. I know what you were saying with you and Keith. Now, like I said, the only thing that I can sympathize a little bit more to possibly be this being real.
Okay.
Okay?
You're talking about the facilitated communication.
Right.
The
only thing
okay.
is that when Jamie taps, her mom holds her forearm and the base of her hand downward, like the fatty part of your hand, and she holds it up and still so that the only thing that's moving is Jamie's fingers, because if you're not holding it like that for her, it goes crazy.
Right. I can totally see that, too.
So I guess is she holding it still so it doesn't flap and go all over the place?
No, she's moving it to the key and tapping it.
I totally got to know what Jamie's parents think of this whole thing.
I think Keith got closest to the truth on this when he said, this is for the mom, or this is for
Super, yeah.
this
right.
is for a family. I mean, think about it this way. Would you even admit to the media, if that was your goal, to make the family feel like all this had been worth it, that there was some hope, that there was some this, would you even admit to the media that it wasn't everything you said it was, if the family was the main aim?
She will admit it. It will come out in the next week or so.
Absolutely.
Because
oh, yeah.
it's been picked up by every television station across, you know, the universe.
Well, what's going to have to happen for other families is prove it to us that it's something that only he would know. Prove it to
right.
us that it's, you know, in a more controlled environment.
Because you can't help but question it. I mean,
well, I'm all for proving, and like I said, the three tests that I came up with. Yeah, I think the tests are good. But, you know.
I was just going to say, for one, I mean, if he's been in a coma for 25 years, how does he know how to use a typewriter like what Keith said? You know what I mean?
No.
He can.
And he sure as heck couldn't type that fast, could he?
Oh, no, not at all. When I was watching that, I was like,
no way.
There isn't.
I'm telling you, after you see it, it changes your whole opinion. You know, because I was one of the guys. I was a believer this morning. I wanted this to be
true.
Well,
you had no reason not to. Every news story was saying the same thing. And even as of this afternoon, I wrote this down. There were 842 stories about the Belgian man in a coma. Actually, 1,000, I think over 1,000 now. And only 178 of them mentioned anything about facilitated communication, let alone the fact that it's been discredited so much.
They want this to be a feel-good story.
It's a Thanksgiving story.
That's exactly what it is.